Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit sweettartscandy.com to shop now.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
USAA. If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only CJ Sykes.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh my God, welcome. We have been talking about doing this forever and ever, yes. And here we are in the new year, finally doing this.
I'm so excited to be here. You are literally one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, and now I'm so excited to be on with you.
What is going on with you? I mean, listen, you're the host of the Weekly Scoop with CJ. Like, okay, first of all, let me just start by saying, how did you start doing this at such a young age?
Yeah, so it's funny. It all was Andy Cohen. It was November 2020, and Andy went live on Instagram, and he was doing his thing where he adds people in and talks to them. And I requested like 10 times, and I got through. And I was talking to him and I just said, like, how do I do what you do? And he said, you have YouTube now, you have a podcast, you can have an Instagram live show, do one of those things. And I knew some of the housewives already. So I just reached out to them and I was surprised how many said yes. And I just started and kept going.
Do you do your show? Like, is it the same time every week? I don't even know. I should probably know.
It switches usually. Usually it switches depending on the week.
And like, what do you want to do with all of this? Like, you obviously, by the way, and how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay. I mean, so you're in high school.
Yeah.
So like, do you want to like go and like major in like broadcast journalism? Like, what is your plan with all of this?
So hopefully next year, well, I want to go to Pace University. I got in all that. So I'm probably going to be there next year and study communications.
Interesting. And you just love Housewives.
I love Housewives. My favorite thing to watch.
What do you have a favorite franchise?
Yeah, it's New Jersey.
I mean, I thought that might be your answer.
Yeah, definitely New Jersey.
Why New Jersey?
I feel like with New Jersey, it's so authentic to the point where when I used to watch before I like knew some of them personally, you still felt like you knew them. It's so authentic and like real.
So that's why it's your favorite.
Yeah. And the drama always is there. Always, always, always.
Do you have a favorite housewife?
I do. It's funny because people always say like, don't talk about who your favorite is. Don't talk blah, blah, blah. But Danny Pellegrino gave me advice and he just said, you're not Andy Cohen behind a reunion chair. You can have your favorites. And so my favorites, I'm closest with Melissa and Margaret from Jersey and Dolores and Bronwyn from Orange County.
I mean, that's kind of who I thought you were going to say, yeah. Just from knowing you and like knowing your Instagram. I thought you were going to say Melissa and possibly Bronwyn.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very close with all of them.
And you now run Bronwyn's TikTok. Is this true?
Yes, I do. I'm doing her TikTok postings. I helped with her social media for the summer a little bit, her Instagram, and now it's switched over to TikTok more.
I'm going to have to follow her on TikTok.
Well, we're currently trying to figure it out because I've been posting all the TikToks with, I've been thinking of good captions, putting all the hashtags there, and it shows up when you go to her page, off of her page, but if you go on anybody else's page, nothing is there. It's empty.
Really?
So I've sent in numerous requests because I'm like, this is not going to look good for me.
I can't stand TikTok. So I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what to tell you about TikTok.
It's
like,
so annoying. And
I had an intern that was doing my TikTok last, then the semester ended. I might have another intern that's doing my TikTok. But other than that, when she left, I'm like, I'm not doing anything with this while she's gone.
Well, you know what? It's also TikTok is just so hard to get. Like, I still, all my friends like post these and I'm like, how'd you do this? How'd you do this? Like, TikTok is very hard to get used to. Whereas Instagram, I feel like it's just post, like, comment.
It's a whole different world, right?
Very different.
Well, okay, let's talk some current stuff that is going on. Now, do you watch all the Housewives?
I do.
All right, well, I mean, I want to start with one of the obvious things that happened. Like, I mean, by the time everyone hears this, it'll be a few weeks ago, but like, let's just talk about Lisa Rinna leaving last season of Beverly Hills. Like, what are your thoughts on all this?
I think that it was time for her to go. I think she'll come back, though. I do.
You
but
do.
But I think it was time for her to go. Last season was pretty rough. I just feel like it's constant with, she picked on Denise, she picked on Garcelle, she picked on Lisa Vanderpump, she picked on Yolanda, now Kathy. Like, it's just getting to be too much. But I do think she's going to come back in a few years.
I mean, I called it the second week we were in that she was going to be gone.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, everyone swayed me and I was like, oh, she's not going to go. Like, she is the whole show. She did get great ratings. And then I'm like, I got to, but like literally for every week that it was on up until like the last month, I was so hardcore that she's not going to be going. And here we are. So I should just stick to my own. I mean, it makes sense. Like, I don't know how they would have changed the show. Like, it would have felt the same. There's no way she could have blended next season again. Like, no. And I mean, anyway, after like Kathy's your target, who's next? Like, there's no bigger target than Kathy. Maybe Kyle, you could argue. She's not going to turn her back on Erica. It just would have been the same show. And I just think it would have been boring.
It definitely would have been boring. And I feel like people are getting sick of the same pick on this person, pick on this person. But I'm with you. I first thought she's going to go. And then I thought, you know what? There's no way. She's staying. She was at the award show. I think she's staying. And I was surprised.
Do you think, like, why do you think she left? Like, I mean, I personally do not, like, I don't care what's been out there now. I mean, I don't think she left on her own. That's just me. I honestly don't.
I think she was fired.
I mean, right? Like, who really leaves on their own? And I think Bravo is nice and lets you say that. And I think, you know, Andy even made some statement recently that implied that she left on her own, but I still don't buy it.
I don't either. I think she was fired. And I saw Bethany Frankel's TikTok a few days ago. She posted about, like, there's only been like 5 housewives who have left on their own, which I actually do believe that many of them that say they left were fired.
Did she name the 5? I mean, obviously she's going to put herself at the top of the list.
Yeah, she said it was her. She said Lisa Vanderpump, Denise. I forget who the others were. Lisa Vanderpump, Denise, Bethany. I don't, she said,
I mean, is she going back to like, well, I mean, like, I do believe like Lisa technically got fired for not showing up at the reunion, but I do believe Lisa left on her own. And I do believe Denise left on her own. Denise didn't want to come back. I mean, did she go like old school? Cause like, I think like Lori Peterson left on her own.
That's who else it was. Lori.
Oh, really? Oh, Bethany. Bethany knows her shit. Wow.
I know. I'm surprised for someone who hates the housewives. I'm surprised.
Yeah, Lori Peterson left on her own way back in the whatever season that was of the OC. Yeah. And I can't think of who else really could be in that category, but there's got to be somebody.
I was surprised because I thought Heather Dubrow left on her own a few years ago, and apparently that wasn't true.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. As much as I love Heather Dubrow, yeah. I mean, Atlanta, I can't think, there's nobody from Atlanta I can think of off the top of my head that left on their own.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it's way more rare to leave on your own than people think.
Right. I mean, those, all right, so Bethany got the same people that I would have said. Yeah. I mean, I wonder who, I'll have to go watch it. I wonder who her fifth person was. I can't really think of it. I mean, could you say like Mary Cosby kind of left on her own?
Yeah, she did, because I feel like if you're...
I mean, she didn't go to the reunion, she got fired. But I think if you don't go to the reunion by choice, it is kind of your choice to get fired. You know, then you left on your own because she knew she would be fired.
Right. Not going to the reunion, I feel like it's just you saying, I'm quitting, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I don't think Adrian really left on her own because she was the first one and she didn't really. Interesting. All right. So I'm props to Bethany because I didn't realize Bethany knew Lori Peterson. Like I didn't realize her housewife's knowledge was that deep. Interesting.
I know.
Well, yes, of course she loves to throw around that she's one of these five
that left on her. Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, are you happy about Lisa being gone? Like, how do you feel about this?
I am, because I'm sick of the constant pick on one person every year. So I'm definitely happy she's gone. I'm excited to see what the show will be like now. And I'm excited to see what Erica will look like without Lisa. And there's just times where Lisa would just bug me so much that I was just like, I can't even watch this anymore. Saying that she was going to get cancer from what Kathy did is disgusting. So I was happy she's gone.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
This work year has been more stressful so far than any year I've had in a really long time, all because of this podcast. And you guys know I'm a workaholic and I have such a hard time taking my mind off of work. But one thing that really has helped me is the mobile game Love and Pies. Now, I am not a gamer. I mean, you think of me, you don't think of a gamer, right? But it's not just that this game takes my mind off of work. It's that Love and Pies is related to our reality TV that we talk about here every day. There's more drama in this game and more intrigue than in the shows that we watch. There's a woman named Amelia Green. You kind of play as her. She's a single mom. She moved to the countryside after a rough divorce. She discovers all these dark family secrets. Amelia's mom is missing. And the more you play, the more I play, I get sucked in and I just want to keep advancing. But don't take my word for it. More than 4.5 million people downloaded this game in the first year. And just in case you're wondering, it's free to download. So for a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies, free to download in the App Store or Google Play. You guys know I split my time between New York and LA now because I talk about it ad nauseum. And what do they say about moving? It's like one of the most stressful things in the world. Well, it is. But you know what? My move part-time to LA was so chill. Why? Because of Innovative Extracts. They have a full line of CBD and THC products. And if you think I went through this move without them, no, I never would have made it. Their products help with anxiety, mood improvement, inflammation, pain, improve sleep. And I love that they come in so many formats. I personally am very partial to gummies, but they also have creams, vapes, and they even have these cool drops that you put under their tongue, and they really work. Full line of Delta 8, 9, and 10 THC products. They don't require a medical card, and they're available to ship in most states. Listen, you have to visit their website, www.ie-cbd.com, to get 40% off today by using code VELVET, which is insane because who gives 40% off? That's ie-cbd.com. Use promo code VELVET and you get 40% off at checkout, and you can start chilling out, working better, having a better clear of mind today, people.
Kind of. And I mean, like, listen, I like Lisa. I think she did so much for this franchise, but yeah, I feel that it just, I love when the show changes. I love when they do big moves. I love the big moves. I really do.
Yeah. And it's things you would never expect to, I think, make the show better, but I think it will be better.
Do you think anyone from the past will be back? Or do you think this is like, oh, so like they're throwing around like Brandy, LVP, Denise, and Camille are the four names that keep, like, do you think any of those truly will be asked back?
I think Brandy. I don't think Denise would if she was asked back. I think Camille definitely would, but I don't know if she'll be asked back. And I like Camille. Lisa Vanderpump, I don't even think they're going to try. You know, she's made it so apparent she's done with the show. But I do think Brandy will be back. I hope.
Yeah, I don't think they would ask Lisa. She's great. I don't think they would ask her. Camille, I don't think they would ask right now. I think she would definitely do it. I think Denise might actually do it if they asked her, but I also don't think they would ask her. And I think they're most likely to ask Brandy, but I am not. Look, I mean, I know from a very reliable source, like, so we have Girls Trip that's shooting now, yes, right? I know from a very reliable source that Beverly Hills would start filming March. It's not going to start filming before March. I heard that from a really reliable source. Now, sometimes reliable sources are not always reliable, but this is a very reliable source. So that kind of leads me to believe, like, why March? Like, I mean, they're still figuring things out, but like, you want to wait for Brandy to like get back from Girls Trip. I don't know. I still am not sure about Brandy, but look, I think Girls Trip 2 did her wonders and like, yeah, got her back in the good graces with the network. Also, you should watch The Traitors. It's a great show. It's on Peacock now. It's so good.
I keep seeing the trailers and everything. What is it? I haven't even watched a clip.
It's like, I was going to interview some of them. I was part of a press junket and then it got canceled at the last minute. So I had to watch the first two episodes. It's like, it's all reality stars. Brandy's on it, Kate Chastain, Reza. But it's also like people from Survivor, Big Brother. Then it's people that have never been on TV before. And there's this bachelor, there's a bachelor person, Ari. So it's like these people come together to a castle and like three of them are chosen as the traitors. You don't know who until you see it happen on TV. And then the traitors have to like vote to kill one of the innocents, which is everyone else. And the innocents have to figure out who the traitors are. So it's just, it's such a complex show. And like, I only saw the first two episodes because then this press junket was canceled. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. But Brandy, she's like in with the network. She was doing great. She buddied up to Kate Chastain. Like, she's playing the game. Like, I don't know. I think there's something about Brandy that works on TV now more than it ever did before.
100%. Because when she was in season 10 saying everything about Denise, I hated Brandy. I couldn't stand her. I thought she was annoying. I thought she wanted a storyline. I still don't fully believe her about what she said, but now I love her.
Yeah. Like, so I just don't, I don't know. I'm not convinced that they're going to bring anybody back, but yeah. It's almost like, why not? Like, why not? You know, I mean, I do think she would be more a number for, like, she's in with kind of like I mean, she doesn't really like Dorit actually, but she's in with like Erica and Kyle more than anyone else. So it would kind of replace Rinna-ish.
100%.
And I don't think she likes Dorit. So I think like that could be a fraction. I mean, I don't know. I think it really might happen, but I'm not convinced. I go back and forth.
I know. I hope it happens. Well, I also think she'd fight with Garcelle a lot because Garcelle and Denise are very close.
And I mean, she doesn't really like Sutton. She has said things about Sutton. I mean, you could see Brandy kind of going head to head with Sutton and Garcelle.
Yes, I think that would be a war that would last all season.
So I'm just putting it out there. We all know, and we don't even have to make Brandy the offer. She's going to say, yeah, she'll try to get more money, but regardless, she's going to take the job, guys.
100%.
So that could happen. You know, that could definitely happen. Southern Charm, you tell me you don't watch, which is okay.
Sometimes.
Well, I have to say, I am upset that Catherine Dennis is gone. I am.
I know who they all are. And I will say at BravoCon, Catherine Dennis was very nice. She's very sweet.
I feel Catherine Dennis is just misunderstood. I feel like justice for her. She is Southern Charm. I don't know. I feel like.
A villain on the show?
She's kind of a villain on the show. She's okay. Kind of like the Danielle Staub of Southern Charm.
Okay. Wow.
She's okay. Like, I understand why people wouldn't like her. But there's a whole group of people, like, I feel that she is misunderstood and she's just like a wounded bird who's just, listen, she's got some problems in real life.
Okay.
Kind of just like Danielle.
Yeah. Yes. A lot.
You know, like she has a lot going on, but she, I think, has a heart of gold and, you know, I'm very upset that she's gone. So.
Yeah. I mean, who's that? She was very, very nice at BravoCon because I remember there was people talking because we were all waiting outside and people were saying how some of them were rude. And one of the names was Catherine, but I was surprised because she was very nice.
Was there anyone that was not nice to you at BravoCon?
Yes.
Who?
Erica. Very rude.
Like how so? And was she rude to like just a lot of people, everyone at once or specifically you? What happened?
Everyone. Well, so I'm trying to think who else was rude besides Erica, but I really feel like besides her, nobody else was like, actually rude. But Erica, Louis Teresa's husband is just weird. But anyway, Erica was coming out and she ignored everybody. There was two videos and then there was one where I was in person seeing it. So the one where I saw, she came out, she just ran past everybody, ignored people. There was someone at the end where she was right in the bus. Someone said, Erica, could I please take a picture with you? Not now, babe. And I was like, all right, why did you need to say no to that person? And then there's another video, which I have on my phone. I'll try and find it in a second. But she's literally walking in, ignoring every single person, just like waving and yelling at her. Literally not even a smile, a wave, nothing. And I get it. These people have crazy days, especially at BravoCon. But every other person waved at least.
I also wonder if she feels like, fuck all of you. Like, but are the same people that, I mean, I'm just, like, I'm not playing devil's. I'm just thinking, like, I could see her being like, you want my picture, but you all have hated me forever. And you still probably, I'm just saying, like, that almost doesn't shock. I mean, listen, I've met her many times. The fact that if someone thinks she's rude, that doesn't really shock me.
Yeah.
You know? That doesn't shock me. Like, I would say she was pretty good with pictures before all of this, but not warm and fuzzy like certain people.
No, because some of them are so nice. The only thing that does surprise me is I would think if I was Erica with all the crap, like, oh, you're a cold bitch, you're cold, whatever. I would think that she would want to take pictures with everybody and look friendly. So then she has a better ego or better people.
Right. No, I mean, I could see that too. I bet you she's just walking in like, really? You're the same people that crucified me and are still crucifying me. And now you want my picture.
Yeah. She's
other, there were other people that were rude or just ignored.
I mean, not rude, but Louis Teresa's husband is just so camera in. It's like actually a little creepy almost.
Like what? He loves the camera.
He loves it. He would walk out and like right next to her, in front of her, he'd be like, turn around, take a picture, all this. It's a little weird. Because I get it. Like if you are new to it, you're like, this is so fun and this is so cool. But like, it gets to a point where it's a little weird.
But there are so many husbands or significant others that come into this world that are not like that.
Yeah, right. And there's so many that are just calm. And like look at Evan Goldschneider. He is probably one of the most like humble, sweetest. Like, of course, he'll take a picture with people. But, you know, it's just he's very thirsty, in my opinion.
I mean, that doesn't shock me. That's kind of the vibe I get. And like you look at and we'll talk about Shannon in a minute. That's a whole nother story. But you look at a John Jansen, he just broke up with her, but he was never. I mean, he's probably a fame whore now, knowing what we know about him, but he was never jumping in front of for pictures or any, if you think about everyone's person that comes into this, they're not all dying for a picture. Louis likes to get, I just can't even imagine what is he must be in law. He must be on cloud nine, on the cover of People magazine.
I know it's,
I mean, listen, it's, I hope it all works out for Teresa. I really do. But I mean, this whole thing about he was in the bushes or whatever, he found her on the street. Yeah. He's admitted that he knew who she was. So, you went after someone that was famous. So you're going to be famous if you start dating and marry someone who's famous. I just hope that it's, I don't know. I feel this whole thing is way rushed. I don't know why they had to go and get married now.
I don't either. I think it was way rushed. I'm so mad she didn't sign a prenup. But also, I always think it's not, if you watched the show before you dated them and you knew who they were. I mean, of course, you could still know who they were from people you know who watch, but it's not going to work out if you knew them before because it shows that you're a fan of them.
Kind of. I mean, listen, I find the whole thing strange, but I think the fact that he does want to be in all these pictures is all very strange.
And there's a video of him on Gia's TikTok that I watched, and it was a Christmas morning, get ready with me, or not get ready with me, just Merry Christmas, everybody. And it was Gia, Gabriella, Melania, Teresa, all of them. And then Louis saw the camera and smiled and walked towards it. It was very weird.
It's you're angling for camera time in your own home. That's...
He is. It's weird.
I mean, you're okay, Teresa's not around, so let me go find Gia because she's next up.
Right. It's weird. I love Gia and Melania. I mean, I'm sure all of them are nice, but I had Gia and Melania on my show and they're both very nice.
They're nice, right? Teresa
refuses to do it, but that's okay.
I mean, they seem to like him, right?
I think so.
They seem to like him.
Yeah, I think so.
What else do I? Oh, Vanderpump Rules, the trailer. Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
I watched the trailer. I didn't watch the last season. I've watched it before. I like it. I need to watch this season, especially if Garcelle's on it.
All I know is I feel like I need to apologize to the whole cast because I have basically talked about, I think the last two seasons of Vanderpump Rules were awful, personally. I don't even know which one was worse than the other. And I was like, there's no way they can fix this. I just think it's over. It's just over. We've had enough. This trailer looks phenomenal.
I have to tell you guys, Daily Harvest has really made my life so much easier. You know I can't cook and you know I have no time to go and track down food. This is literally stress-free meals that are delivered right to my front door. And there's a variety of meals too. They have harvest bowls, soups, flatbreads, snacks, and the smoothies. They're such easy to prep options that literally you don't have to think twice about where your next meal is coming from. Everything stays in my freezer until I'm ready to enjoy it. And then I just basically take it out, thaw, and prepare. My absolute favorite is their artichoke and spinach flatbread. Daily Harvest is healthy, so even when I am eating the flatbread, I still feel like I'm not cheating. They come right to my front door and I don't have to prepare anything. That's why I chose Daily Harvest. And the food's really freaking good. So let Daily Harvest do more so you can do less. Go to dailyharvest.com/velvet to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/velvet for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/velvet.
Yeah, the trailer looks very good. I barely watched the last, I didn't watch the last season. The season before I didn't watch much because it wasn't that good. But I feel like this season, it's like their comeback season.
It's like they were just like, forget Sir, none of us work there. We have to stop with this, and just, they're like doing the Vanderpump Valley show, like without changing the show. They're just like, we're going to keep everyone. I mean, it is kind of ratings goal that you have Lala and all her drama with Randall. Mm-hmm. James, you know, broke up with Raquel. Now Raquel's with Oliver. Now James has his new girlfriend. This Katie and Tom divorce, you couldn't have asked for if you were a producer better.
I know.
It's like, it's just, I think it's going to be back to like, you know, I mean, Sheena always has drama. It looks so good. They threw some like summer house in there. Like, let's just let everyone get really drunk and go wild. And it's like, this is kind of what, so, I mean, I really didn't think that this was going to like, you know, there was this gonna, you know, that this was gonna start, you know?
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't think it was gonna be good. I actually remember 2 days before the trailer came out, I was talking to a woman I know and she was saying, when is the trailer coming out? Like, do you have any inside scoop? And I'm like, I literally haven't heard a single thing about Vanderpump Rules in 6 months. And then here it came, and I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah. So I should apologize to the whole cast because I really sat here. I mean, I've had Lala on my show. I just was like, no offense. I don't know how this show is going to work. It's just not, you know, but I'm excited.
I'm very excited. I love Lala.
Lala to me is she's the main person. She's the nicest person in like, don't judge a book by its cover. Like you would think she would just be so LA and like bitchy because she's really pretty. She's like the nicest human being possible. I find her so smart, so business savvy, so like work, like let's get up and work today. Like I really like Lala as a person. I really do.
And she was very, very nice at BravoCon too.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she's a good person.
How do you feel about all of the girls' trip so far before we get into this new cast? Like, do you like this idea of girls' trip?
Yes, I love the idea of girls' trip. Season one, I liked it. I thought there was, you know, some drama, but it wasn't like really TV gold, where season two was amazing. I thought I liked every single person by the end of season two. I thought they all brought something. I loved Taylor. I'm so excited. I'm interviewing Taylor in 2 weeks. I love her.
She's good.
Yeah, she's great. I thought it was just season two was TV gold. It was Tamara was back and the fighting when Tamara screamed. Like, I love the series.
I think like for me, like I love it. I think the key is really, really having people that are not on the network anymore. I really do. Because
all mad at each other.
And they're mad at life. And it is an audition. It is. I mean, it worked for Taylor. She's back on the OC. Right. It worked for Vicky. She's coming back. It worked for Phaedra pretty much. She's coming back. And did you see all those rumors that Phaedra might be joining Married to Medicine? She's been asked for Atlanta. So like Phaedra's back in the network. Like it's an audition, like a Brandy. It's gotten Brandy. Like, so I mean, I think personally, this third installment in Thailand, I personally don't think is going to be the greatest one of all.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to watch, personally. I was very excited when I first heard that Tinsley was going to be on, because I've always loved Tinsley. I think she's very authentic, sweet, like just a very nice person. And I was very excited to see what she's up to. And now that she's not on, I don't know how much I'll watch. Well, I'm still going to watch it, but I'm not really looking forward to it like I was for season two.
I mean, we were going to have Tinsley. I was so excited. And instead, we got Leah. So I'm just going to...
I'm
not a big Leah fan. She's one of my least favorite housewives ever. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of problems, like just,
you know what, season one I adored her first season. She came in herself, She was just saying what she thought. She didn't care. She was throwing around tiki torches. I thought she was great. She even sent, I was telling her about how it was my mom's birthday coming up, and I didn't even book a cameo. She sent me a video for my mom. And then I feel like just season two, it all switched. I think she knew how loved she was, and she really felt she needed to be different.
And I mean, just knowing a little bit of her in the real world, I don't find her authentic at all. I don't. Like, really? If you're really over the top throwing tiki torches and that's really you, I am okay with that. I just don't like when you're inauthentic. So yeah. I find everything about her to be really inauthentic.
Okay.
I really do. Like,
no, I agree.
I mean, I feel like that season she tried to be BFFs with Ebony because she thought that was the thing to do because of where the world was. And then when she realized that wasn't happening, she's like, let me throw this one out because this is the future of the show. Also, I mean, I feel, just knowing things about her, that she would love to be Tinsley. She would love secretly to be like a wealthy Upper East Side girl, even though Tinsley doesn't even live in New York anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Like, if that's what you want to be, but not when your whole thing is like, I'm cool and I'm downtown and I'm like of the people and I'm like underground. You would love to be a rich bitch from the Upper East Side. So
she 100% would. And the way she dumped Ebony as a friend after knowing she might not come back was disgusting.
Kind of. So this one I'm not excited for, but what do you think? Let's discuss the cast of season four. So
I'm so excited.
I think it's like, I mean, a lot of people are upset that there are return people. I don't really, that doesn't bother me.
No, me either. I think that the return people are going to make, I'm also surprised people are upset because you saw on Instagram, all I would see when the season came out was, I need them every week, every summer, do a 1 week vacation. So I don't get why people are upset, but I think it's going to work because having Brandy there with Phaedra and Eva, who she was super close with, is going to be perfect. Brandy's going to fight with, Vicky's coming back, right?
Yeah.
Brandy's going to fight with Vicky, and the new people are going to crush it too.
I mean, for my breakout star of the second one was Phaedra. That was just me. Okay. I think Phaedra is just so, love that she's back. Eva is like, justice for Eva. Everyone thought she was boring when she was in Atlanta. I mean, she was pregnant. I thought Eva was great.
Yeah.
I've had her on this show. Loved chatting with her one-on-one. I think Brandy is great. And I think, I mean, I'm sorry, nothing excites me more than Alex McCord. Like, literally, there's not one person I think they could have cast in this that I would be that excited about.
Well, I'm very surprised.
I'm shocked.
I was very, like, when I first saw it, I said, this is a rumor. There's no way she's doing anything. And I'm like, wow, she is really coming. I'm so excited. Because I went back and watched all the earlier New York seasons. I love her.
I mean, listen, I've tried to get her on this show. I mean, she really doesn't want to talk. She doesn't want to talk about housewives. She is really one of the people that has moved on with her life and doesn't want anything to do with it. So I don't know if they sold this as like, I mean, listen, it really is. I think it's only a week, right? Or is it 2 weeks or is it, it's like a week, right? So, I mean, listen, everyone gets a different amount of money. Yeah. But I think, I mean, I've heard like $250,000. I think it's maybe the X people don't. I think like the Kyle season, they got that. But even if it's like $150,000 for a week.
That's what some people make in a season.
I don't know if they just said like it's different. Like, I don't know how. I mean, I doubt Alex, maybe she went back and watched. I mean, she's in Australia. She was like, I will never engage with housewives again. She really didn't want anything to do with it. I'm so shocked. I am so blown away and shocked.
I was very shocked, but I'm also so excited because I can't wait to see what she's up to. I mean, but I'm still shocked because she doesn't have anything on her Instagram. Like, I check her Instagram out once in a while.
She did one post. Did you see this? She posted, I'm like, she's already leaning into it. She posted her Louis Vuitton shoe and she's with the Herman Munster shoe that Luann, and she said something like, we're back or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Something, whatever the caption was, I was like, Alex is here. I'm just shocked that she's doing it. I really am, because every time we have reached out to her, she's been like, listen, nothing personal. I mean, we'll talk about anything. I'm not talking about house. I don't want anything to do with it. So yeah, she posted that shoe and she said, never, ever a mistake.
Oh,
Luann said it was a mistake. People are, yeah. She's gonna crush it.
It's gonna be good.
I mean, she has, and I think her and like Carol, are you a Carolyn Manzo fan?
I am, yes. I wasn't in the past, but I am currently. Yeah.
I'm like, I could take or leave Carolyn. Like, I don't.
Me too.
There's nothing wrong with her for me. And I don't, like, I'm not most excited about her. I think I'm most excited about Alex and maybe Brandy second.
Yeah. You know, I'm with you. If she wasn't there, it wouldn't matter to me. I would love to see Dina do something, but I don't think she ever would.
I don't think she ever would. I don't know why. I mean, Kathy too, but like Jacqueline to me is like ripe for the picking, right?
Yeah. She would go crazy.
She was a good housewife.
Yeah, she was.
She would literally lose her mind and go crazy. She would bring it. She understands the assignment. She would do it.
I know. I would love to see Jacqueline and Teresa together.
Oh man. I don't know if that would ever happen.
I don't think it would ever happen, but seeing them together would be, they're both crazy.
Although like Teresa says yes if there's the right paycheck attached to it. So she might say yes.
Teresa, she is so over, she's in love with herself.
I just think like they're running like from New York. I don't really know. I mean, Alex, I don't know. I mean, if this goes well for Alex, I see Alex not maybe for the first season of Legacy. I mean, I'm already giving Legacy a second season, but
yeah,
maybe Alex will be back in the mix, you know? I just could picture she was probably the hardest to get. And Gretchen. We're not even mentioning Gretchen.
That's right. Gretchen, I'm interested to see what she's up to. Very interested.
I mean, she's great. Like, I talk to her pretty regularly-ish. Yeah. Like, I mean, her and Vicky, I think, are okay. Like, they don't really have any major beef.
Yeah, because I know she's obviously not friends with Tamara at all. So that's why I
was... Is anyone friends with Tamara that used to be on the show with her? I mean, I'm not even trying Bronwyn. To be shady. Yes, which is shocking.
I know. I like their friendship, though.
But that's really it. I mean, Heather is no fan these days. Vicky and, I mean, Gretchen does not like her. Alexis does not like her. Who else is there? By the way, I don't know why they don't pursue Meghan King either.
I don't either. I want Meghan King back. They're still friends, but
she's unhinged. Like she would come unhinged on TV for you.
On Girls Trip, she would be great.
I say let's throw her name into it, and I think Kathy too. I think Kathy would actually do it personally. Like I know Kathy in the real world, and she hasn't told me this. I guess it's just a week. I guess that's the difference. It's 1 week of your life. How bad could it really be?
Right. I think because the week it's not meant to be like super. Of course, there's supposed to be drama, but it's also meant to be fun, drinking this and that. So I think that's where it's easier for them to get into it rather than like a season where your life could be ruined.
But people in like, I have a lot of listeners from Australia. So like, it's not like Alex can go back home and just fade into her life. I mean, she's going to be home and like, she'll be right. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like it's shocking. Cause
very shocking.
Like, you know how they say that I'm not interested and I don't want to go back, but you secretly do. I think Alex really didn't want anything to do with Housewives. So I don't know how they convinced her.
I agree.
What about this season of Salt Lake? What are your thoughts? You can love it. I don't want my side to mislead you down any road of how I feel.
I am not loving it. Don't worry. I think this season is awful. I literally, when it said next week on the season finale, I literally went, "What? I can't believe we made it this far." But I'm so sick of it. I also do. I've seen the rumor that Heather actually did say what happened to her eye and they cut it out, which I believe. I do believe that because I don't think Heather is the person that would be like, "Oh, I don't know. I guess, you know." I think she said what happened and they cut it out. But I'm hating the season and I just don't, there's so many things I don't even understand about it.
I totally agree. I mean, to me, it's up there with the last two seasons of The OC. Like, yes, the season had Elizabeth Vargas on my podcast. Love her as a person. That was probably the worst season, I think, of any Housewives show ever.
Yeah.
And then this past season with Dr. Jen had her on as well. Love her. I thought was also awful. And I think this season of Salt Lake is now my, like, up there. These are the top three worst seasons I've ever watched of a Housewives show ever.
It's really bad. And it looks like the reunion isn't going to fix anything.
I also barely can watch. I don't understand so many things that are going on. I am so confused. This is like, we're jumping back. It's just like, there's nothing here. That's, I think, why we're confused. There's no show. There's literally no show. There's nothing happening. Nothing.
It's awful. And I'm sick of watching it. There's nothing happening. It's the same. I'm very confused. I like Meredith Marks. I every time I see her, she's very nice. I'm very confused why her and Jen are friends again, though. I don't understand that. Heather, very nice, but I'm surprised her and Jen haven't just stopped being friends yet. It's the season very confusing. I love Whitney and Lisa's friendship now. I don't get it, though. I think it's a friendship of convenience, maybe. I don't know.
And I mean, like, I'm sure they're all lovely. I mean, I've spoken to Angie Harrington a little bit in the real world, but I don't understand these three new people. Like, I didn't take to any of them. I wish I did.
I love Angie K.
She's, I think, the best of the three.
She's definitely the best of the three. She's very nice. If you ask her to do an interview, she's down for it. She's great. I like her a lot.
I couldn't get into this season. And it's like, this was a big fall from grace because the first, not even because of the Jen stuff, the first season of Salt Lake, I thought was epic.
Me too.
I don't know. Do you believe all these rumors that are now going around that it's going to be put on pause? That's what they're saying.
No, I think that they're going to bump Angie to full time. I think they're going to get rid of Dana and Angie Harrington. But Angie K, I think she'll be full time. I think they'll bring back the other four and probably
then what?
People. I don't know. I would.
I mean, where are you going to find someone? Someone's like, oh, Demi Moore lives in Utah. Well, she's not joining the Real Housewives of Salt Lake. Marie Osmond lives there too, and she's not joining. So, I mean, I don't know. How is this? How? I mean, you found these people, but
when Mary first left, I thought, well, Jen's still there. It's going to succeed. But now no Jen, I don't know what's going to happen.
And I don't think Mary would come back if they asked her.
I don't think she would come back. I would say if Heather left, because she seemed to fight with Heather the most and Whitney, but it's Jen who is going and she seemed to be fine with Jen by the end. So I don't think Mary will come back either. I wish she would.
I mean, yeah, it's like I had a love-hate relationship with her, but now that she's gone, I realized that I actually loved her.
Yeah, yeah, she was a great housewife. And Whitney, I think, is a very good housewife.
She's come a long way. She has come a long way. She understands the assignment.
She really does. I think
she gets it. I mean, I'm not invested in this feud which she has with Heather.
I'm confused by it.
I don't even really believe it. I still don't really. I mean, I know everyone's like, they go on interviews. It's real. I don't know.
I'm just confused why it's still going on. It all started about basketball tickets. And then I saw that they were good at girls trip. And then BravoCon, they got in another fight. I don't know what's going on either there.
And like, I have somebody from I have somebody from Below Deck coming up on my show. And she was like, oh yeah, I was hanging with Whitney and Heather at BravoCon, and I'm like, together? I'm like, I thought they don't really speak.
That's interesting. Maybe.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I'm so confused. I mean, Meredith and Lisa, that's real. That I believe.
I think that's very real. And I think Meredith is just still upset with everything. And I know at the reunion trailer, she said, what your tantrum wasn't what affects our friendship, but I think that's why they're not friends 100%.
And I read somewhere too that they were going to try to change the cast, like the actual cast, but I don't know if that's all true. I mean,
I think they should
something. I mean, I don't know. I listen, if this show went away for a minute, I wouldn't be upset, to be honest with you.
No, me either. I mean, maybe we'll see Jen in 7 years.
Bring it back then, right?
Seriously.
What do you think about the OC?
Orange County, I think this year is going to be great.
You do?
I think Heather and Tamara, I know that's not probably going to be a fight till the reunion because they got in it at the end. I think that's going to be good. I think Taylor is really going to crush it on Orange County. I know they said they still don't know if she's a friend or full-time. I hope they bump her to full-time. I think she'll be great. And I think Tamara and Shannon, I read that it's Tamara and Shannon are like on and off throughout the majority of the season. So I think that will be some drama there. And Emily and Gina, Emily is very nice. She's a very sweet person to me. She's always supported me in everything. I don't know what it's going to be like with Emily and Gina this season, though.
I agree. I had dinner one night with Emily in New York, and I think she is a lovely, wonderful, nice person.
Yes.
I don't really know if that's what we want on TV.
It's not.
Like if Emily and Gina, I mean, I don't know in what world we live that Emily and Gina will be full-time and not Taylor. I mean, that's just me. I don't get it.
Especially to me, Gina.
Yeah. Like the fact that she's married and all that, like that doesn't make her any more interesting to me. It just doesn't.
And Gina will, I mean, Emily will at least kind of stir something a little bit and she'll make funny jokes and stuff. So that's why Emily, I think, has stayed. But I really don't know what Gina's bringing anymore. I loved Gina in season, Bronwyn's last season. So season
I liked her better than Emily. Yeah. But I really, I don't know. It's, look, Heather's, I mean, Tamara's brought back to kind of. She's got to deliver it.
Yeah, I think she will. I 100% think she will. Because she's also probably so annoyed with the past 3 years and seeing how the show's been, seeing all the crap they've all talked about her. So I think it will be good.
And I think Tamara really gets the job. And I think she too doesn't care. And especially, look, she was great on Girls Trip, right? So she's another one. She will just go from zero to 100 and go off right in your face and go psychotic on you.
I love when she screamed in Dorinda's face. It's so funny. I hope we have moments like that. I think we definitely will, especially between her and Shannon.
If this doesn't fix it though, I mean, maybe it's time to, I mean, I literally after Tamara, I don't know what you could do to save the OC.
I think don't know what else will be. If this season isn't good, then I agree. I don't know what's going to happen with the show. I think it would probably get canceled.
Oh, kind of. And I mean, I have a thing for Heather. I love Heather. So
Heather Dubrow, me too.
She's wonderful to me. I get what people say about her, but real life experience with her is the exact opposite for me. That's just me. I think she's personally out of everyone currently on the cast, and I've interviewed many of them. I think Heather is the most like polite and business-like and just, I really like Heather. I don't know why. She's just wonderful to me.
I would so agree. I'd say I'm probably closer with Tamara, but Heather and Tamara actually my first, like when I first started my show, I had like 800 Instagram followers. Heather right away, I'd love to. Yes, here are some dates. Like Tamara, the same thing. Like, and even and people always say, oh, Heather's pretentious, Heather's a jerk. Heather, she is nothing like that. She's a very nice person.
I mean, listen, it's not her fault she has all this money. And if I had all her money, I would spend it as well. I would want exact same house. I'd want to move to the Century in LA for $14 million. And I would wear Fendi head to toe. Well, I'd really wear Louis Vuitton head to toe, but that's another story. Yeah. But I don't blame her for spending a ton of money.
I agree. Because it's the money that she has and that her and Terry have worked for. She can do whatever she wants with it. And I think as long as she's not rude, which I don't think she is. If she, and people always say they want to see, it's funny, I see the Heather and Terry Dubrow, I have their book on the shelf, but people always say, oh, I want to see the lifestyle, I want to see the lifestyle, and then it comes and people complain.
Right. Like, I mean, do I think she would be great on Beverly Hills? I do.
I think she'll switch there, actually.
I mean, I think this thing with Taylor on the OC opens up so many possibilities.
Yeah. And I even saw a rumor that if they were going to, they might create Nashville and then Kim Zolciak's going to go on Nashville as a friend of someone.
I think they're done with Kim for a minute. That's my opinion.
Too. Yeah, I do.
I just think it's like, I don't know. I have nothing against Kim. I just don't see her as being the future of Housewives.
Did you interview Kim? You had Brielle, right?
Just Brielle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Kim won't do anything.
She never, right. And I've met her in real life, not just at the first BravoCon, but like other places. She never was overly friendly, just out on the streets.
Interesting. Okay, I'm not surprised.
You know, at events, and she's just, I don't know. She's not my absolute favorite. I would interview her if I could. What do you think about Jersey? I mean, we're here. It's back.
It's coming. I think that, I mean, I also have a bias because I'm very close with Melissa, but right. I also just genuinely think that Teresa's in the wrong. I think Teresa has, and I'm not just saying that, people always comment on my page actually and say you kiss Melissa's ass, which I don't think I do because I think I'm very close with her. So, and Melissa's always supported me, whatever. But I think that it's going to be insane. I think that Teresa is jealous of Melissa. I really just do.
I think
that she is jealous of her. I just do. And I think that it's going to be crazy. And I think by the end of next season, Teresa's probably going to refuse to film with Melissa.
I kind of think the same. And why do you think she's jealous of Melissa? Just because, I mean, Melissa is drop dead gorgeous. Like, even did you see last night she posted with Joe and they were like, haters going to hate.
Yeah.
I was like watching that and I was like, Melissa is just, she is gorgeous.
She is so beautiful. Why do I think she's jealous of her? I think she's jealous of the life she has and she just has a successful business. I also think she wanted, I mean, Joe always to be her little brother and she probably never wanted him to be married or whatever. And she always wanted to spend time with him. And I don't know, but I just think that even if she's not jealous, I just think she just for some reason never liked Melissa.
I would agree with that. I do think she is going to like refuse to film with her. I do. I mean, that seems to be what her, I mean, you read these interviews she's been doing. She seems like she's done. Like, do you think she's truly done? Because I think Teresa's done.
I think they've both had enough. And I don't think that they're gonna resolve this
isn't Kathy and Kyle. I think Kathy and Kyle will eventually
be good. Yeah.
It could be 5 years.
It's gonna be resolved at all.
Me either. I think Teresa felt alone in the world, which she was. I mean, even if you're raising 4 kids, that's alone. You have 4 people you're in charge of, and she doesn't feel alone now. And like she feels empowered. Like, I'm not even making a judgment on that. I'm just saying, like, I see a different look, right? Teresa's talking more than she's talked in the past 10 years. Like, she is out there just being like, I don't care. It's over. This is this. The truth is going to come out. I mean, I've never heard Teresa talk so much.
I think a lot of it also is Louis too, because there's so many things that I'm watching and I'm like, Teresa has never done an Instagram live in 15 years. Teresa's never gone on a podcast. Teresa's never done this. So I think a lot of it is Louis too.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, changed.
That's what people say about him. Like, this is all part of his master creepy plan to like isolate everyone and just infiltrate and speak for Teresa. I mean, I don't know. I think in that People article is where he said she's not taking it anymore. I mean, this is a quote from him. And he said something like, even the guys on this show, if anyone comes for my wife, they're going to answer to me. The dog is awakened. It might have been a different interview. It may not have been the People, but paraphrasing, but not really. That's pretty much what he said. He said the dog is awakened. He said, if even the guys on the show try to mess with her, you have to answer. So he went from like,
zero.
I don't know anything to like, now I'm speaking. And if anyone on this show that's been there for like 5 years has a problem with me or her, they better watch out.
Interesting. All right. It's just weird to me because you see Evan Goldschneider and Joe Benigno who don't even talk about anything. And Louis's been on the show for like not even 2 seasons.
Right.
And I'm just surprised he's
That's what I mean. Like Joe Menino, like he's on Jeff Lewis with Margaret, but he's not out there doing like press.
Right. Like I've never seen Joe be, I had him on my show.
Right. Like I think he'll do it if you know someone and they call. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's right. Exactly. But I don't think he's the person who's so willing to be like, I want to come on your podcast.
Louis is like holding court. I agree. So what do you think is going to happen? Like, I mean, is that going to be the end of Melissa and Joe then? If like Teresa's like, I just won't film with them.
I don't. I think if Teresa refuses to film with them, well, I also wonder if Melissa and Joe are tired of it and just don't even want to be on the show anymore. Well, I also think that I heard a rumor that they might get their own show, Melissa and Joe, which I would see happening. But if Teresa refuses to film, I don't know what's going to happen, because I feel like it's literally split down the middle. I feel like love Melissa, hate Melissa, love Teresa, hate Teresa. I literally feel like it's 50-50.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know who they're going to pick. Teresa brings drama. Melissa brings like personality and brings showing like this is what a Jersey housewife is like. Melissa's very authentic. I don't know what would happen.
I think they would pick Teresa. I do. I think Teresa is the most protected housewife out of any franchise. I really do.
Interesting.
I feel like when I think of every franchise,
yeah,
the only person that comes second to me is Kyle. Of like Rinna's gone, Vicky was fired. I think everybody is capable of being fired except Teresa. I really do. And I really think Kyle would be second. Like I can't see Kyle being fired ever. Because she doesn't do anything to be fired. She's perfect. She's right in the middle, yeah. Orchestrates everything. She does just what she should do. I don't know. I think in that situation, I don't think that they would like to lose Melissa.
I don't think they would either, because Melissa is the voice of reason for everybody. I feel like that's what I've been trying to say. I feel like she's the voice of reason. She's very calm and in the middle, and she understands when, because her and Margaret are very close. If Margaret does something wrong, her and Margaret are able to call each other and be like, you probably shouldn't have done that. But if someone's going to be an asshole, she will say, why are you doing this?
I just think by the end of this season, the whole thing is going to feel so different. I mean, don't forget, we have two new people.
Yes, that's right.
And I don't know. I mean, I feel, and we haven't even watched it yet, I just feel like a change in Jersey is coming soon.
Well, what
that's
do you
truly
think
what I feel.
You think there will be a change?
I mean, it's no offense to anyone. It's just like, that's what happens. That's what happened in New York. And then it happened again. And like, we haven't had a change in Jersey in forever. Remember when Kathy came in and Siggy and Margaret and I mean, and Dolores, it's been a really long time. And I think they're going to edit it in a way that like Cabral and Fuda are really vital for the future. And they're going to start changing the show. I really think this is the last season before a big change. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel it. The same way that I felt Lisa Rinna was going to be fired in week two and nobody listened to me. And then I changed my opinion. I'm sticking with this. I think it's going to be big changes at the end of the season of Jersey. That's what I'm going to say.
You think there's going to be a big change? I definitely think. Yeah, it's been four seasons of the same cast. I do think that if they didn't add Danielle and Rachel's very, very nice. I love her. But if they didn't add anybody and they didn't demote Jackie, I still think the show would work with the six people it's been. But I also think that adding new people is for the change. Yeah.
And I just think by the end of this and then they're infiltrated, they're going to try to change it even. That's really what I think.
I think so.
I'm not wishing that on anyone. I feel it. I can't help what I feel.
I hope that the majority, there's some people I would love to see leave and I would never like to see on the show again. But
would that be Jennifer Aiden?
It definitely would.
I mean, I'm just process of elimination. I'm like, you like Margaret and why don't you like Jennifer? I mean, I've had a feud with her in the real world. We don't speak.
Why don't you
like her?
So the thing with Jennifer is I think she does things purposely to make press. Like Margaret threw the water on Danielle because Danielle chest bumped her like four times. Like there was reason. I think Jennifer does these things on purpose, which many of them do. But I think Jennifer goes to the extreme, like in the lobby at the Gansevoort, chucking the, I think a lot about her is inauthentic. I really just don't enjoy watching her. And she was rude to me at the softball game.
She was.
I think she knows that I'm close with Melissa and Margaret, so she doesn't like that. But I don't really care. I'm not a big fan of her.
Well, I mean, that's my whole thing with her. Like, she, this goes way back. I mean, she, like, demanded that I stop hanging out with Margaret and Mart Sr. And this is why we don't, she gave me an ultimatum. Like, so that is how she is. I mean, so I would think that she knows who you are and that you're close with Melissa and Margaret.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I've seen people that she, like, there's accounts of people that are fans of all of them, and someone posted a picture with Melissa, and she DM'd them and said, I can't believe you would be a fan of Melissa. Like, that's just a little weird.
That is a little weird.
She does. I'm not surprised she gave you an ultimatum, because I know,
I mean, this is like real, like it really happened. It was that some, I mean, it was lit. I can tell you exactly the date, where I was, like,
yeah.
It was literally like, you can't be seen with them again if you're seen with me. This is like, was after her first season. This goes way back. But I was just like, I mean, first of all, I've known these two people way before you. Second of all, one of these two people is like 72 years old. Like, you're basically jealous of someone's mother.
Yeah, it's weird.
And third, nobody gives me an ultimatum. I'm sorry. Andy Cohn can call me right now, and I don't take ultimatums from anyone. So, but it literally was like, if you go out with them this weekend, we're done. And I'm like, are you for real? Like, I mean, sign me up for the show and give me a salary and put this on air and I'll go. Yeah. But like, honey, like, I'm not doing this in the real world. Sorry. Like, yeah. I'm not on the show, babe.
Right. And that's just not something that's like normal. And she always acts like she's making up with Margaret, and Margaret genuinely makes up with her. And then I think she just wants to go after Margaret too.
I've listened, and watching her, I don't mind. Like, I have moments where I'm like, she is entertaining. Like, I can separate the two, but yeah, no, I don't, there's no love lost if she's not nice to you at the baseball game.
No. Yeah. She just was like, yeah.
Three things. One, you have to come back on.
Yes, I'd love to.
You need to come back maybe like once, like Jersey, especially as Jersey goes on, you'll come back on and we'll talk about it.
I would love that.
You know, second of all, anything else you want to talk about? I'd like to give people a chance at the end to talk about anything they want that I have brought up. And then third, you can plug where everyone can find you so they can, and you really do interview everyone. So everyone listening, like, you get everyone. You've interviewed, didn't you interview Garcelle even, I think? Yeah. She's a hard one. Garcelle's hard.
The Garcelle one, yeah, I'll say for Garcelle, it was 4 months to book, but her assistant, Taz, I want to give Taz a plug right now. Taz is genuinely one of the nicest people. She, every time she'd say, can you reach out this day? I'd reach out. We'd chat, we'd try. I knew it was going to happen by how genuine they both are.
That's good. She's hard, Garcelle. She's hard.
It was hard to book, but anything else? So I have Taylor Armstrong coming up January. I always forget the dates. I think the 25th. I'm not sure if it's going to be out by then. But also Dolores and Polly, they'll be coming on soon together. I'm working on a huge one, Paris Hilton. So hopefully it can work on that. I tried before, and Brooke Shields as well, hopefully.
Those are two really... Brooke is hard. I actually think Brooke Shields is harder than Paris.
Did you have Brooke on?
No, but I've tried many times.
Yeah, you have. Have you had Denise?
No, I know you have. She's a hard one too.
It was good getting her, and then we had to change the date like 4 times.
She's a hard one. Brooke Shields is really hard. She's really hard. I mean, I get it. I have Christopher Atkins coming up, who was in the Blue Lagoon with her. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You have had,
which is not really the same. I mean, I Snooki was amazing. I loved having Snooki.
How was that?
She's also not easy. She's not easy. It literally was just look, she did it. I don't know why, but I think it was a favor. Like, someone I know knows her publicist and they're really good friends. Okay. And I think this person that I know probably said to her publicist, like, please, or you owe me something.
Yeah.
And Snooki was as gracious as she could be. I'm sure, you know, sitting there and talking about Jersey Shore for the 9 billionth time, I'm sure she's Like, she had to go pick up her kid, but she was, we spent 45 minutes. I mean, she was great.
I
want Snooki. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. Like, I want Snooki. She's
I've said about Paris. I even write in
Paris is a good one.
If you give me 10 minutes, I'm taking it.
Paris is it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But in Brooke Shields is, I mean, I don't even know between those two. If someone gave me the choice who I would choose, it's, that would be a hard decision.
I think I'd pick Paris.
Maybe I probably would pick Paris, but I would be so happy with Brooke Shields.
Me too. Either of them would just be a dream.
She's an icon. Where can everyone find you?
On Instagram, everyone can find me. My username is cj.sykes, cj.sykess. There's two S's on the end.
We're going to put this out. Everyone's going to follow you, and you're going to come back like sooner than later.
I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy we got to do this.
I'm sorry. I'm not usually this hard to like track down and book. And we've been trying to do this for a minute. So listen, December was a blur. January has been insane, but now I'm like in the zone. So you'll come back.
I'm so excited. And I would love to. Thank you again.
Anytime. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.